What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that people might say spirits lived in?
Shack.
I suppose it's a great big old house.
Yeah, an old spooky barn.
Somebody might be afraid to walk past a graveyard at night because he'd be afraid he'd see.
Hats. Spooks.
Right. Have you ever heard any people talk about having seen any hands or spooks?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Uh-huh.
No,
yeah. Well, when people see these things, are they usually in the shape of people or animals? Or?
I wouldn't know. I think it's mostly imagination.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I see right here in this house by myself. My wife passed here the 29th of March, and I spent every night here by myself with one, and I have never seen or heard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to hear people talk about all the kind of stuff, but I've never seen nothing I could make out. People will see something, and they'll take off and run. They're scared to begin with, and they'll take off and run.
Mm-hmm.
I did this incident in the story. I heard a bunch of old handed houses you were talking about a while ago, and say, people called his hat in, say they could have chains rattling on it in the loft, and nobody could stay there. Say, well, they offered $100 for someone to spend the night there, and say one fellow said, well, he's gonna get that $100. So we went in the afternoon and got him some wood and everything. The night come, he had him a big rocking chair, built him a big fire. Sure enough, about midnight, he heard his chain rattling. He said, well, now I'm gonna see what it is. But you see, in time past, people had lived there, had an old pet coon, and they had moved away. And the coon got away and come back and had a chain on it.
For goodness sake.
But he'd go up in the loft, see, you see how there was a hole where he could go up in the loft. So he'd go up there in the daytime, and at night he'd go out hunting food, see, and when he started moving, that chain would go to rack. And so he heard the sound, and he went towards where the sound was. And so he stood there, and then a few seconds, the coon stuck his head down, and he saw the chain on it, so he just reached up and caught him and pulled it down, see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the
way. And that's what that goes for.
Yeah, that's the way whole lot of go. People don't take time to find out what it is. It just gets frightened.
Mm-hmm.
They go like a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Yeah, see? That's the whole lot of those things, though.
Let's see. What do people call something that brings bad luck?
What's in the how that go?
Do people have a word for things that bring bad luck, objects that bring bad luck? You know, like a jinx or a hoodoo or something?
Oh,
like
yeah. They call them witchcraft and all that kind of stuff. Voodoo.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
Jinx.
Have you ever heard people talk about a hag? Now, what is a hag supposed to be?
Oh, it's an old person just throw himself around and don't care. He looks bad as the devil and just don't care how he's looking like that. And they go and say he looks like an old hag.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bastard.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Morgue. Or funeral.
What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into for burial?
Well, one's called a casket, and one's called a vault.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Well, you call it a branch.
Okay. And what's one that would be in between a branch and a river in size?
Well, you couldn't say a lake because a lake doesn't flow.
Mm-hmm.